You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
When I come in the morning, I look at a bazillion websites, as do you, Rick, but I'm primarily looking at sports websites. And I check so many of them, and one of them I go to is a website called For the Win. And For the Win had an article about Aaron Judge of the Yankees growing a beard. And underneath it, it had audio. And I thought, well, let me listen to this audio to see what Aaron Judge has to say about his beard. But it wasn't the audio of Judge, or it wasn't audio of Judge. It was an audio just reading the article. And I got to tell you, I got fascinated listening to it.
The New York Yankees saw their season end in early October after a loss to the Red Sox in the American League wild card, which has given the Yankees roster a solid 8 weeks to exercise free will with their own personal appearance. What a concept. The Yankees are the lone big league team to have a policy that bans beards.
Okay, so I'm listening to that, and I'm like, okay.
That was hypnotic.
Now, I have to tell you, being from the New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, tri-state area, I don't consider myself one of those anymore because I've been here longer than any place. Right. I'm a Virginian.
Yes.
But having come from there, I always thought that the New York Yankees had this no facial hair policy in play from the start of their franchise, but that's not true.
It's something they've done since the late George Steinbrenner instituted the policy in 1973, and the rule persisted as some long-held tribute to Steinbrenner despite changes throughout the organization. But really, it's 2021. There's a different standard now for professional appearances, and ignoring that makes the rule a real relic of the past.
Boy, she's got an angle.
Yeah.
So now back to Aaron Judge for a moment, because Aaron Judge is the guy that has gone out there and grown a beard here in the offseason.
Yeah.
What would happen if, say, I don't know, Aaron Judge showed up to spring training and said he was keeping the beard? Because Aaron Judge has a beard now, and he really should keep the beard. That's a man who should commit to a beard.
Some good writing at forthewin.com. Now, honestly, I don't really care, but if somebody was to ask me, now, let's say I'm a major leaguer. I don't care if the Yankees sign me and I'm going to play for the Yankees. I'm going to follow the rules because it makes us unique.
Yeah. We
wear the pinstripes and we don't have facial hair and I'm one of the team and we're all for one for all. This is what we do.
Sure.
I don't see why everything old has to be thrown out because it's 2021. There are a lot of things that need to be, but there's plenty of things that don't need to be.
Yeah,
I don't quite get it, but basically the article's challenging Aaron Judge to challenge the facial ban.
Well, I mean, should things evolve with the times?
Oh, I get it.
The military has.
Yes.
Changed the haircuts. They've allowed tattoos. Mm-hmm. Sheriff's departments, police departments, stuff like that.
But to me, there's a difference between being paid a bazillion dollars to play a game and being asked to not have facial hair.
You don't own me, man. Man.
I
with
understand.
Your microchip and your beard rules.
I don't really care.
Caveman.
If they came to the radio station today, if the general manager said, hey, I want everybody to, dress a little nicer in the office.
All right.
What am I going to say? No? Yeah.
Well, and that's another thing that Major League Sports requires. You'll notice everybody travels in a suit. Or a lot of teams have rules about what
on the road.
Clothes are. Yeah,
absolutely. On the road, for sure.
You don't see guys just slumping around in sweatpants and no underwear.
Yeah, so there are. Yeah,
you already got rules.
But, but that's a man that should have a beard. That's a man that should wear a beard. That's Aaron Judge. WWE superstar Seth Rollins, who was attacked at Raw the other night, not by another wrestler, but a spectator, come flying out and decked him. He was approached by TMZ at the airport. He was flying out of New York. The event was Monday night. This was yesterday. TMZ quickly grabbing Seth Rollins and asking him.
Oh, scary last night, huh?
Of course. Yeah, it's terrifying, brother.
Yep, and
I'm glad Seth doesn't talk a lot.
Yeah, best audio that we could have because he's wearing a mask and then they step outside. But the TMZ guy did a great job because he asked a lot of great questions. He said, did you think for a minute you missed a rehearsal? Because did you think this was part of the show? And he said, no, once he decked me, that's when I knew something wasn't right. Then the TMZ guy said, well, I heard he was charged with attempted assault, but it looked like an assault. Seth Rollins, well, I wasn't really assaulted. I wasn't really hurt.
I don't know. You tackle somebody, that's an assault. I mean, he took him down. Blindsider.
Are you pressing charges? Seth Rollins, no, not right now, or no comment right now. So it sounds like he's not going to. Right. TMZ, should this guy be banned for life from the WWE? Seth, I believe in second chances. He should be banned for at least the time being. Would you be open to the guy joining the WWE after he serves some kind of punishment? Seth, I don't know the guy, so I have no comment on that. That is just a nice Seth Rollins. He could have said, no way. You know, what are you doing? New England Patriots linebacker, guy by the name of Matt Judon. He was asked what his least favorite and most favorite foods on the Thanksgiving Day dinner table are, and here you go.
We got to get macaroni and cheese off the table. All right, guys. It's just cheese and noodles. All right, I'm going up. I'm getting on my soap opera.
No, there's no soap opera. You're getting on your soapbox, and you continue to say...
It's just cheese and noodles, and it's not that good.
No, it is.
Let's be honest, guys. Everybody's probably here. It's a little lactose, so it messes up our stomach.
Painting with a broad brush there.
And we got to get it off the table. It's probably one of the most overrated dishes, but my favorite is dressing.
No,
I do love dressing.
Yeah, it is.
You know what? He understands. He's disrespecting people's grandmothers right
now. Yes. Matter of fact, after that presser, Belichick cut him for saying that. Actually, somebody who did get cut, Jason Garrett, the offensive coordinator of the Giants, former head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, fired yesterday. Oh, that's just mean, Michael. That's just mean. You were mean. The man lost his job right before Thanksgiving. He's got family. You jerk. Chicago Bears head coach Matt Nagy was asked about reports that he will be fired after the game against the Lions tomorrow. Here's Nagy.
My life is sliding into a big cesspool right now, but I'm going to keep on smiling because everybody's watching. Okay? Smile with me. Just smile. Give me a smile. Yeah, that's it.
There you go, Matt Nagy. The Tennessee Titans, as you know, were upset by the Texans at home on Sunday. Nobody saw that coming. They were upset. And during that game, there's now a video going around. You can find it on the internet fairly easily. It was raining in Tennessee, and a lot of the fans were wearing the ponchos.
All right.
A lot of them wearing the clear-colored poncho, including a guy that was sitting in the upper deck.
Yeah.
Who had his girlfriend stand in the row below him, turn back around, and put her head down into his lap, if you will.
Oh, my. Underneath his... poncho?
Yes, the old Tennessee mouth hug, as they call it down there.
They do.
I'm not sure if it was
his
girlfriend.
Does it cost more at the ballpark? You know.
Well, anyway, they did finally catch up to this woman, and they asked her about it. And
I'm very hurt.
There you go.
Yeah, there she is.
So, is it your normal state?
Yes, always horny, every day, non-stop horny.
Wow.
Sex inside head.
Okay, well, in fairness, that wasn't really the girl.
No,
in the soundbite, super hot. This girl in Tennessee, you make the call. Knicks topped the Lakers 106-100.
Tennessee known for their thoroughbred.
Lakers without LeBron James, because as you know, he was suspended for a game. Heat beat the Pistons. Mavericks topped the Clippers in Los Angeles. Trailblazers over the Nuggets. In college hoops, big win for Gonzaga. They are number one in the country. They crushed number two, UCLA, at UCLA, 83-63. UVA top province. UNC beat UNC, Asheville, 72-53. JMU beat Wright State by a couple of points, 78-68. Norfolk State beat Regent, 95-20. If I got the math right, that's 75 points.
Wow.
Regent.
Wow.
They might, you know, I know you guys produce great lawyers and do wonderful things, but your basketball team really sucks. I mean, I don't know. You can't. Am I right? I mean, you can't.
Oh, yeah.
They're terrible.
Yes, they are.
It's absolutely awful. All right, here's your fun fact. We were talking about a flamingo in Stupid News earlier in the week that escaped from a zoo in Canada somewhere and went straight to a Tim Hortons to get himself a coffee and donut. Well, there was a pink flamingo named Pink Floyd who actually escaped from an aviary in Salt Lake City in the late 1980s and actually lived in the Great Salt Lake area once it was out of there. And it was seen all the time in the winter, especially in the winter, socializing with seagulls.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, they never got him back.
You know, sometimes I need to change the scene.
It has to be tough to catch a flamingo that doesn't want to be caught.
I would imagine,
yeah.
Well, they have flight.
Yeah.
You've got to shoot a net over them.
Yep.